Good morning, everybody, and welcome. This is going to be an especially exciting call this morning. This is our Jack and Camilla Stein, our mentoring and mastermind team call, and this is where we get together to share with each other what's working and how to build teams and how to build a predictable income. And this is also, starting today, going to be our Silver Express call, because part of building a solid business is either going silver ourselves, or once we are silver and above, is to help other people on our team to meet the, you know, to build a good silver ship to go silver. So this is going to be an action workshop, because we are going to implement the ideas that we learn on this call. We'll be going through the basics, you know, contacting people, doing presentations, following up, promoting events, all the basics are important to building a business. And then the action workshop part will be that, you know, you'll practice afterwards. Today, one of the, Margie, wonderful Platinum Margie Kalalui and Platinum Ruth Lowe are both really, really good at doing home parties. And Margie does potlucks, but inviting people to your home or a type, some type of get-together, there's all kinds of variations you can do. But having a home party and doing demos can be one of the big keys to really building this business. And as I was sending the email out for this, I was remembering that when Jack and I were building our local team and all of our front-level silvers, our six-level
holy traffic in Blairstown.
That took us
about 3 in a row. Good morning, it's Julie and Gloria in New Jersey.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Welcome.
Morning.
You guys are excited. You're doing your 21 Club today.
We are. We're in the car, all loaded up, heading to Debbie's house.
Woohoo! Well, this will be fun stuff for you to learn, because this is a powerful, you know, people love to get together, food, fun, you know, friends. Learning, it's a great environment, and Jack and I realized that almost all of our silvers that we developed to go platinum were through having home parties, and so let's just get right into it, because I know so many of you have been requesting learning how to do demos and how to do home parties. So, Richie and Ruth, I don't know how you guys doing this, but I know you're both really good at it. So maybe Margie, why don't you lead off with how you're doing your how you just did your potluck like last week, and then Ruth, you can share how you do yours.
That'd be great. Go ahead, Margie.
Okay. Well, we usually have a potluck once a month, and it's usually the first. We invite as many people, and that.
Sorry, hold on.
What's your fading, Margie?
Margie, we can't hear you. I don't know why all that. So try that again.
Okay. Well, basically, what I do is I invite everybody to the potluck that we have once a month, and ones that can't make the potluck, and usually I'll do one-on-one appointments. But basically, at the potluck, what we do is everyone brings food, and once everyone is sitting down, what we like to do is go around the room and give a testimonial. And actually, Ginger, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think
oh,
I...
Oh, did you put me on mute?
No, they put Ginger on mute, maybe.
Okay, that's fine. I was going to have her give a testimonial, because... She had a testimonial like 2 days later after the podcast.
She's open now.
Okay.
Ginger, you can talk now.
Okay. All right. So I've had pain in my feet to where for several years, actually. I love to dance, but it's kind of even hampered that. And when I would get out of bed in the morning, I would feel like I was walking on broken feet. So that, and I'm not overweight. I'm, you know, it's nothing like that where – I would attribute it to that. It's just something I can remember my mom always saying her feet hurt, so it could be something hereditary. I have no idea. Anyways, I bought the insoles after Margie had demonstrated them, and it's amazing. I mean, I still have a little bit of pain, but nothing like before. They've really helped.
Oh, that's exciting. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Ginger. But anyway,
you want me to tell the rest of it, Margie, about the other thing?
No, I'll go ahead and I'll go ahead and explain the potluck later on, maybe. What we do when we do the potluck is we go around the people can introduce themselves because there's some people that are new that we want them to network with us and tell us what they do, you know. So we do that, and the testimonials, though, are amazing. Some of the testimonials that we got were new to me. Like one lady just using a far infrared knee wrap, she said she slept really well for the first time. So, of course, getting the comforter, she slept better. So now everyone wants a comforter. But anyway, that's what we like to do first is go around the room, give a testimonial about the products. And then after that, what I do is I start off with the water because water is key. Now, that's your first act of self-love. And everyone knows that, you know, the water that comes out of the faucet, you know, has all the chemicals, chlorine, chemical to clean the water, which is great, but, you know, our body doesn't need that. So what I usually do first is I take the water bottle and I have everybody open and close their hands. And what I do is I squirt some, you know, water from the water bottle. And once I squirt that and they, you know, I rub it around their hand, when they open and close their hand, they're just amazed how much better their joints feel. And one lady just couldn't believe how good her skin felt. So after that, you know, she had to buy a bottle. But then they understand, you know, your skin is your largest organ. Your skin protects you, you know, from the environment. So it's so important to be hydrated and drink good water. And I always tell people, you know, if you don't want wrinkles, you have to hydrate from within instead of putting all these expensive creams. People spend $100 on creams that, you know, it's not going to work unless you're working on the inside also. So anyway, so I do that, and then after that, I do the balance demo with the water, you know, before and after. But one thing I always tell people to do before they drink the water is to feel their teeth and feel how smooth their teeth are. Because being a dental hygienist, you know, everything has to do with cleansing. And a lot of times people notice their teeth are not smooth, but just swishing with our water afterwards, their teeth are smooth. So it's hard for bacteria or plaque to hook onto a smooth area. So that usually gets them to understand how good the water is. But once I do the range of motion test with them and the strength test, I mean, that usually blows them away. I mean, and usually after I do the strength test and then I have them drink regular bottled water or tap water, I mean, they immediately lose their energy. So it's a no-brainer. You know, if they're going to buy bottled water, they might as well invest in a water bottle or at least, you know, the waterfall. Because the other ones out there, you know, there were some people there at the party that sell the Kagan water, and that can be up to, you know, $4,100. You could buy almost a whole wellness home for that. So infinite love and gratitude. Okay, so water is key. And a lot of times what we'll do is we'll do the shower filter too. I didn't, you know, Friday night because we were running out of time. Plus, you know, I did do the water bottle on their skin. But normally, you know, if, you know, somebody was there and I had a little more time, I would have them feel their skin and then I take them to the shower filter and just take the shower water and put it over their skin. And they'll notice a big difference. And people have told me the next day, you know, they'll say, Margie, my skin still feels so much smoother on that one arm. And it's amazing with our new shower filter, you know, how much better that feels. Ruth, why don't you tell them about Rachel's experience with the shower?
Rachel is 16, is an athlete, runs and plays soccer, and she uses it after, well, obviously she takes a shower as soon as she comes home, but she will use it on full blast on all her leg muscles and shoulder and arms and whatever. But she also uses it for her face. You know, a lot of 16-year-olds have a lot of skin opportunities, and she may get one little tiny pimple once a month, but her skin is really smooth because she used Fullbath on her face, and she says if she doesn't do that, she notices a big difference on her face. And she's 16, so, you know, their skin is tender but yet durable, so to say. She uses it. I mean, she just loves that shower head. When we travel, she makes sure that my husband has packed that with her, and she actually really just likes the handheld one. So we used to just bring the wall mount, but now we have to bring the handheld for her because that's what she uses on her body. So she loves that shower head, and so does my dog. My dog will jump into the shower and bark for us to rinse off his paws and drinks the water. So he loves the shower head. But, yeah.
And I tell you, with Smalls, yeah, when he was alive, when I gave him a shower, I mean, he would have so much energy. He'd run around, you know. And this is, you know, when it was close to his time. It was just amazing what that shower filter does. But anyway.
How old was he?
Huh? Oh, he was 14.
14, yeah. It's pretty good for a 14-year-old dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's the water demos that we usually do. And then after that, what I like to do is show them the sleep system and the magnetic, the relaxed process. Yeah?
Can I interrupt just a second? When you talked about when you first demonstrated the water and then you did a strength test with them, do you want to elaborate on the strength test so people can understand?
Oh, sure. Okay. So basically what I usually do is I'll, you know, have them put their arms up and just do a balance test. Because people don't understand this balance test is not physical, just physical that I'm demonstrating. Because a lot of times the water alone will do physical balance within the system, within your physical body. You know, not just, I mean, chemically in the body. You know, like people drinking the water will say that, you know, they don't have to use the bathroom as much, you know, right away, or they release weight faster when they drink our water. So show them that just the water alone creates balance. So they're putting their arms up, you know, and then what I do is I'm going to tell them that I'm going to push down and I want them to hold strong. Because just telling them to hold strong, you know, their body knows to hold strong, but a lot of times they'll just go weak. And then I do the range of motion test where I take their arm, I tell them to take their thumb, and I want them to follow it all the way around with their neck and shoulders. And they can move their body, you know. And after they drink the water, I do the same test. And, you know, the guy that we did it, I mean, he went like a foot more farther than where he was before. So he couldn't believe that. And then also his strength was much weaker, of course, and after drinking the water, they're strong. Now, what you can do right after that is you can give them bottled water, because some people, if they've brought bottled water with them, I'll have them drink the bottled water, do the same test, and they'll go straight down. And I'll have them do the range of motion test again, and they'll stiffen back up.
Okay, so it's just add to that, Margie? So
go ahead.
When Margie does the, and everything Margie talks about, I've done because Margie taught it to me, but I just want to be a little more specific for people. So when she does the first test of the balance, it's just like what we do on the insoles. So if you don't know how to do that, you need to let us know so we can walk through that. So that's the first thing she does to show them about the balance. But the second one, the range of motion, is really powerful. So I just want to go into a little bit more detail. I have them stand with their feet shoulder width apart. So that's the first thing. And I ask them not to move their feet. Then I ask them to lay, and you can ask them to raise either arm. I ask them to raise one arm up, so it's shoulder height, and I ask them to stick their thumb up. And then I say, pretend you're like an artist. Align your thumb with your nose and keep that alignment. And then if it's the right arm, I say, okay, now keep that alignment with your nose and your thumb and your arm is up. Swing to the right and go as far as you can go and mark a spot on the wall because we need to know where their base plane is on their range of motion. And then I have them go slowly. I said, go as far as you can go without hurting yourself. And then slowly I ask them to swing back that right arm back to the center in front of them. Put that right arm down. And then take the left arm up in front of them, shoulder height. Stick up their left thumb. Align that thumb with the nose so you have that point of reference. Swing to the left, keeping your head and nose and thumb in alignment. Swing all the way to the left and mark a spot on the wall. And then come on back. So that's our range of motion that we're doing with people. and then we have them drink the water. So go ahead, Marge, you can take it from there. I just want to make sure that people knew exactly.
Yeah, I know. I'm seeing it, yeah. But anyway, yeah, so that's basically, you know, what we do for the water demo. Thanks. All right, now, because I don't want to run out of time, too, we're going to go into the sleep system and the magnets, the Relax products. And usually the first thing we'll do is the insole test, where we'll have somebody step on the insoles. I have them do step on the insoles first, do the same balance test that, you know, Ruth was talking about. And, of course, they're stronger when they're on the insoles. And when they get off the insoles, they come straight down. So that alone. And then sometimes he couldn't believe it, so I put him back on the insoles and do the balance test again, and he's strong again. And a lot of times they either get it or they don't. And then after we do that test, the insole test, what I like to do is the sleep system test. And there what we do is the balance test where they take their arms behind their back. I actually did this with Ginger. And they lock their fingers together behind their back. Their feet are together. And then what I do is I take my fist and I put my fist in the cup of their two hands. And then I push straight down and then they fall right to me, you know. That's why it's good to do it from behind, because then I'm going to catch them. And then after they fall backwards, then what I do is I take either a magnetic pillow, you know, or I'll take the sample mattress pad, and then I'll just take it, or even a car seat. I'll just take it, and I'll first tell them that the environment has changed. People don't see, you know, the technology that's throwing the body out of balance, like computers, like cell phones, electricity, just the head of a light switch. So just taking that pillow or car seat and just put them on their back, but just moving it around their some sensitive tingle.
Why did you say that again? Something's echoing with your line.
Okay. Some people that are sensitive to energy will feel tingling. Some people that are not sensitive, they don't feel anything. Like Robert says, he doesn't feel anything when I do that. But it's lining up your cells. Every cell in your body has a positive and negative. It's going to be attracted to the magnetic technology. But we just have to do it for 10 seconds. And then after that, I put whatever's down, and I do the same demo, put my fist behind their back, and they're very strong because it just lined up their body and created balance throughout their body just by doing that.
Can I add one more thing? When the people are having their hands behind their back, they're lacing their fingers, but the palms are facing up. So the fingers are facing down, and the palms facing, and Margie's putting her fist into the palms of the hands, just to make that clear. Okay.
Thank you. This is great. I love it. Okay. All right. Then, you know, when they're strong like that, I mean, of course, their face, they're blown away, and people that are watching it, too. All right, see, then after that, I have them touch their cell phone because everyone has a cell phone. But, you know, not everyone keeps it on their body, which is great, but, you know, some people do, so I just have them touch their cell phone. Or what you can also do, if they don't even use cell phones, you can just have them hit the light switch, and it'll do the same thing. Do the same test that we were talking about, and they'll be right out of balance. So that's what we do. And that just shows you that, you know, the magnetic technology can build in the body, but just, you know, touching your laptop or your iPad is going to throw you out of balance. So it's good to have that protection by using the insoles throughout the day. But at night, you want to recharge your body because, you know, every cell in your body is a positive and negative. When you're going throughout the day in front of a computer, it drains those cells. So what we're doing is we're charging it back up at night, because when you sleep is when cells repair. And that's what's neat about the Nikan products, is when the cells are charged, but if you're not drinking that water, that's when people detox and they have a healing crisis. for some people. You know, if they're really dehydrated, I won't even let them experience the products. And I'll tell people.
Oh, Margie, you have to repeat that. Something's gone with this guy.
Okay.
You tell people what?
I tell people if they're not drinking water, then I don't want them to buy the product, pretty much. Or I won't even let them experience it. Ruth, why don't you tell them what you do with the water?
Actually, I do exactly the same stuff Margie does because that's what she's taught us. But I think what happens, what Margie has taught me is that we really don't loan or ask people to do magnetics until we get them hydrated. So, and one thing I want to share is Barb, who's our new person here in San Diego. She has even worked with people out of state, and what she's had them commit to is she will send them a brand new water bottle and say they must use it for 3 weeks and just drink it and only drink that water from the water bottle. And then she says, if you don't like it, then send it back to me. If you like it, then just I will have your credit card and I'll order a new one and ship it back to my house. So that has worked well for us in doing that. And I do exactly what Margie has said. Sometimes there's not enough time. Oops, hello? Jackie still there?
I'm here.
Oh.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, we're here.
Okay, sorry, I hear clicks, and I'm just sorry about that. So, I'm just trying to think what else to do with the water. One thing I do like to do when I'm doing the water demo is I like to pull out from my catalog, three-ring binder, the picture of the sweet potatoes, because I think it's very powerful to show them the four sweet potatoes that were in tap water, reverse osmosis water, well water, and Pymag water. And for those of you that haven't seen it, email Jack and Ken. They have a copy. They could send it to you. It's very powerful because when they see the Pymag sweet potato, it's huge. It's like, you know, six times bigger. And I tell them, you know, sweet potatoes don't lie. And then the other question I always ask them is, which sweet potato do you want to be? So it really makes them think, you know, because they could be thinking, oh, yeah, she's pushing harder or this isn't can't be happening. But when you see those sweet potatoes, there's no denying. So I find that to be a very powerful picture to show people. So that's the other thing I add to the water. Okay, Margie, what do you do after water? After the sleep, I'm sorry.
Okay. After the sleep, I go into nutrition. And, you know, nutrition is key because I can tell people, you know, you can have a plant, but if you want it to really thrive, you feed the plant, just like she was saying, the sweet potato. And we do have minerals in our water, but, you know, our food is not the same as it used to be. So the one thing I demo is definitely the jade enzyme, you know, the green enzymes. And I love to demo because it's pretty much the same demo. And basically what we do is we have them put their feet together. So it's, again, another balance test. And then they turn their hand to the side of their body. And the palm is backwards, but it's up. Does that make sense? Anyway, and then I put my fist in there. And then I tell them to hold strong. And they're going to fall over. But after they drink the jade enzyme, it's amazing how fast it works because the body knows.
How much jade do you put in there, Margie?
It can just be like a half a teaspoon, not very much. I don't put a whole teaspoon. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't need much, but it's going to do it. And the Siago, the same test, it'll do the same thing. And I usually tell people when Gavin was playing football, when he would do the Siago and the jade, he would not even bruise because the antioxidants are so good. So, you know, if you're going to work out, you want to have good nutrition, because whenever you're working out, you're producing free radicals. And people forget that, and that's why they're so sore and they don't want to exercise, you know, if they haven't exercised before. But, you know, people that are used to exercising, the body gets used to it, but they also have to repair. Otherwise, they have injuries. And then I also explain details, you know, about, you know, the jade enzyme, or I'll email them a PowerPoint that'll explain the supplement if I don't have enough time. And then they can ask me more questions later. But, you know, and if I have time, I would even make them a shake, you know, if they're there by themselves, if I'm doing a one-on-one. But usually at a potluck, I don't have time to do all that. At a potluck, I'm just basically doing just the jade enzyme or the Siaga. But I do love to talk about the osteodense, you know, and lactoferrin, because lactoferrin and the osteodense to me is like magic. And actually, people around the room will give testimonials about it too, what it's done for them. You know, everything from leg cramps to being able to sleep and their blood sugar's better. And when they go to the doctor, I mean, their blood work is better. So that's got to tell you something when their blood work is better, that what the nutrition is doing for them. But anyway, Ruth, why don't you add something to that?
Jay Green, I'd like to just add, sometimes when I open the powder and I said it's very green, it smells green, looks green, tastes green, and I get this face that turns upside down, like, ooh, I can't handle green. So then I say, oh, great, because I have this in capsule form. And I will take one capsule and put it under their tongue and check them. And you can do even exactly what you do on the insoles, with the hands up and you push down without the jade green capsule in their mouth. Under their tongue is where I put it, and I only have one, and then muscle check them. And then, so it's the same thing. So I do it first. I check them with the hands up without the jade green in the mouth, and they're weak. And then I put it under their tongue, and they're solid, strong. And then I just have give them some water and let them swallow it. And I said, well, you know, and then I tell them, my son takes 10 jade green capsules. And they're like, oh, my gosh. And I tell them, because he's in college and he eats Taco Bell and Wendy's, and I'm not there. But he realizes he needs to take the 10 to be healthy and to be able to perform. So he knows. He knows that's what he needs to take because he doesn't eat well. So that shows them that the body really needs it. The other thing I like to do with the Jay Green, I know Margie emails things, I actually like to print it up, and I have a 2-page document that I show them all the benefits from Jay Green. And I will actually, depending on their needs, because on the one-on-ones I have a little bit more background, I will say, you know, it's high, you know, in chlorophyll, it's got all these nutritionals, and I just use a highlighter because I feel some people are very visual. And so if I highlight certain parts of it, their eyes go right there, and then we made the connection. The other thing I like to do with the shake is Nikon has a PowerPoint slide, or maybe like 15 slides, but at the very bottom, the last 2 or 3 slides, there's a page that shows all the stuff that's in our shake that's really great. But then I tell, and I show them that first, but then I say what's really, that's even more important, is I show them the last page, which has everything that's not in the shake. Because that, to me, is even more powerful. So it doesn't have GMO, it doesn't have artificial flavoring, no coloring, whatever. And I go through and to show them, I'm like, this is what other people aren't telling. They're telling you what's in their shake, but they don't tell you what's not in it, because guess what? It's in it also for the others. And so I tell them, I'm most proud that our shake doesn't have these bad things in it. So we do shake, Jay Green, and I don't do that much Siaga, and we've just kind of gotten away from it because I have to go to the refrigerator and get the stuff, whereas I always have the capsule on the table for me. So that's what I do for nutrition. And depending, you know, we are talking about parties, so sometimes we go around and find out what their challenges are, and then we'll address specific and go over, like, oh, you have joint challenges. Well, you know, our bone health pack is amazing, and so is our joint formula. So we may touch upon those, depending on who is in your group and depending on the situation. If I know there's moms there and they have athletic kids, I definitely go through the Jay Green and the liver and the Siaga, because I tell them that's what my Rachel takes. So, yeah, go ahead. So after nutrition, Margie, what are you doing?
Well, let me mention one other thing. If a person has had too much ice or eaten stuff that really upsets their stomach, if you take the jade enzyme, it's going to get rid of it quick. It's going to grab it, and you're going to be able to, you know, extract it pretty quickly. So that's important.
It is.
You know, when people's stomach is upset or if they're feeling nauseous. I've had people with food poisoning just do Siaga, the jade enzyme, and how they feel much better. So, also people with IBS, or I had one guy had diarrhea for 4 months, had him on lactoferrin, the jade enzyme, and the digestion, and he went everywhere, you know, to homeopathies, to naturopaths, and I tell you, it's the Nikon nutritionals that's what did it, but that's why they take it every month, do you see? And this is your grocery bill, but this is your paycheck, too. The nutritionals are going to be your paycheck. because people can't live without it. They'd rather use this instead of prescriptions. Okay, so so after nutrition, what we usually do is I show them, because I like to show them exercise, and I didn't have time, you know, at the last potluck for this, but I like to show them how to work their lymphatics, because you've got to move lymphatics, and that's usually when I use the Mag Creator. And I tell you, anyone that has an issue, I tell you, I'm able to help them at least subside that discomfort with the Mag Creator just by moving the lymphatics. So, you know, usually I usually start off with the legs.
Okay.
Oh, you need to say that again, Margie. You cut out.
Okay. Usually what I have them do with the lymphatics is I have them move their shoulder, you know, because a lot of times your shoulders are going to be tight. Are tight.
When you mean move their shoulder, you mean swing their arm, right?
Yeah. Just like rotate their arms like in a big circle, mm-hmm. And I ask them which shoulder is stiffer. You know what I'm saying? All right. So basically, once they do that, then whatever side it is the leg. I have them start with the Mag Creator, you know, in their hip area, right where the hip flexor is. Yeah, right in there. And then I have them work the inside of their legs, the inside of their thigh, down their calves. And a lot of people, when they first do it, they can hardly touch it. I mean, blood there.
Wait, they can hardly you cut out. They can hardly touch it because it's sore?
Well, yeah, there's stagnant blood, too. Yeah, it's very sore, but a lot of stagnant blood. So they're moving the Mag Creator, you know, just back and forth on the inside of their thighs, down to their calves, rubbing the calf area. Acupuncture points are there is why. Have them, you know, go on the top of their feet, you know, rub all in between there, the outside legs. Anyway, you do all that, and
it was
much better. Much better. Their upper body feels so much better.
Okay, wait. You cut out for a little bit. So after you do all that, then you have them check their shoulder and range of motion.
Yeah, I have them do their shoulder again, and they will feel a difference. Yeah.
And the interesting part, what Margie will say to them, wow, your shoulder feels better, and we didn't even touch your shoulder. She did everything on the Mag Creator from the waist down. So how cool is that? I mean, that when you see these people's eyes, like, wow, how'd that happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Ruth, go ahead and tell them what Rachel does, because she uses the Mag Creator.
She has a Mag Creator downstairs at the kitchen table that she uses when she comes home. And the Mag Duo, she takes both Mag, she has two Mag Duos, and she uses on both hands, and she rubs her whole body, no kidding, from the toes all the way up to her legs, her chest, her all the way to her neck, to her head. But the Mag Creator, she also has one in her bedroom. So my daughter, you know, she's the one that, for her birthday, didn't want a birthday party because she wanted to spend the money on the sleep system because when the new one came out, I mean, she just lives and breathes our technologies. But every night she uses that Mag Creator and rolls it because she is a runner. She runs 6 to 7 miles a day, and so she rubs it on her calves, on her thighs, on her butt, and on the bottom of her feet. And so, and sometimes when I'm kind enough, I will roll her out at night because I'm like, really? She can do it herself, but if she's really exhausted, I will do it for her. And then she also does it first thing in the morning. So for athletes, I think it's really important. And I will tell you, she is not sore the next day. And I know how these coaches are pushing these kids on these practices, and a lot of them are very sore. But because she comes home, takes a shower, does a shake after the shower, does her homework under the Kinko light, sits on a seat cushion, the air filter is next to her. I mean, we have created this whole wellness environment for her body to just recuperate so quickly. And people are just amazed at that. You know, the soccer games are pretty rough competitively, and she's pretty solid, and she never gets sick, and it's pretty amazing to see her just be strong enough when your other girls are getting wiped out. So it's because of all the wellness technologies we use. So that Mag Creator is like her best friend, the Mag Creator and the Mag Duo.
It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, when Margie comes over,
the other,
she sees it.
The other demo that I'll go ahead and tell people is the light. You know, what you can do is you can open and close your hands before you put your hand under the light, and open and close your hands under the light, and you'll notice that your hands feel looser. It's sort of like the water demo that we do when we put the water on the hand, that what they're doing is they're putting, you know, just the hand under the light, and the light alone makes them more flexible. But that's why it's so important to have that light if you're going to be in front of a computer, you know, all day, because it really gives you, you know, that energy, the sun energy. So you have more energy when you're under that light. Plus you can see better. It's amazing. You don't have to use your reading glasses, you know, if you're looking with the light. So that's that one demo. But now the air filter, what we usually do is we'll have a person take a deep breath, you know, away from the light, I mean from the air filter. And then when we have them put their head over the air filter real close, they can breathe down to their diaphragm. And usually you can do that when you're at the ocean or by the water, because all the negative ions. But it's the negative ions from our air filter that's going to help you breathe down to your diaphragm. But also, if your eyes are itching, or, you know, what you can do is just stick your head, you know, where the air is blowing, and your eyes will feel so much better right away. But what we do is, you know, at night, we just have the air filters right by our bed. I mean, we have like four or five air filters. But, you know, if you have just one, you want to move it around the house. Make sure you're sleeping with that air filter in your room. Close the room so that your room just has all those negative ions. It also kills, you know, mold and mildew, too. I mean, you can smell the difference. Like when the electricity went out in Pensacola, when I forget which hurricane it was, I mean, I woke up and my nose was kind of stuffy, whereas my nose never feels stuffy, you know, with the air filter. So we're spoiled. I mean, we bring the little air traveler when we go on a cruise, you know, because a lot of times those cabins smell musty, or, you know, if you go to a hotel room, it smells musty or mildewy, and I can't stand that. So we'll bring the air traveler with us. Unless we have room in the car, we'll bring the, you know, the air filter. But anyway, Ruth, do you want to add to that?
Air filter is really powerful for anybody that has allergies. Barb and I had an elderly woman sitting at the kitchen table, and we did a bunch of demos and showed her, and she was very open and interested. But the minute we did the air, she was like, oh, my goodness, I need this now. Like, she wrote us a check for $1,000 or whatever it was to buy the environment pack. And we had the light on the kitchen table, and she goes, I want to know more about that light because it feels really good. So she totally noticed it. And she's, you know, I don't know, I think maybe in her 70s. I can't remember. She was, might be old, I can't remember. But she was really, really sweet and just
quickly.
It is very nice. So the air and the light combined, that's why our environmental pack is so key. And one of the things I wanted to share is that I do my best when I'm talking about the technologies, I want to talk about the day pack, the sleep pack, and the environment pack. So I like to group things together. So if I do the water, I like to do the air with the light, so they know, like, this all comes together and you're going to save 15%, which is like getting the shower head for free. So I like to throw that in and show them. I like them to go home with a folder, and in the folder I will have copies of the packs, and I have copies of Jay Green, if I talked about it, or copies of the information, the two slides for the Kenzen Vital Balance. And then I buy these one-third tab folders, right? So I write Nikon on it, so when they go home, they can put it in their files, and they can find all their Nikon stuff in one folder. And I got to tell you, many times when people signed up or they come to my house for another appointment, they're like, oh, I have my folder, and we just add more things into it. So they know that that's their Nikon folder. So I like them to go home from a wellness preview at our house with that. And sometimes we do give catalogs. It just depends. Some people don't like to use the Internet or don't have access to it, so we want to make sure we have that. But on the table, we will have our catalog in a page protector. We slice it up, put in page protectors, and put it in a three-ring binder. And that's where our sweet potato picture is, and that's where our price sheet, retail price sheet, would be. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's it, right, Margie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Went through all the
that sounds great. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, after that, it's like, you know, are you ready to join? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, is there any product that interests you the most? or what product can you not live without? Or, you know, if they don't have the money, then you know, they can save for it. Tell them, or say,
The best thing is to allow them to start with one thing. Even if they say they don't have it, then I always say, well, you know, the water bottle is the most effective way to get introduced to our technologies and the most cost, you know, it's so reasonable.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're tight on time, right? Jack, what do you want to do from
here? You guys did amazing. What a great job. I'm sure everybody's going to listen to this call over and over. That is, and aren't we all glad that we get to live in a wellness home? I'm right this minute. We've got our light right here over us because it's just barely starting to get light here. And I can see so much better with the light. We've got our air and we've got our backlights on and our power bands on. And anyway, we are sitting on our Kinko's seats next to our computer. But, yeah, I think that is really powerful what you shared so people can they can see the difference that the products make right there by doing those demos. So, fantastic.
I don't know. We're 40 minutes into it, 41 minutes. Maybe if somebody just has a burning question for Margie or Ruth, you can raise your hand with 5-star. So if you punch 5-star into your phone, we'll see that you have a question. Okay, Candace Moore has a question. Okay, Candace, you're on. Candace, you're open. Can you use your phone or something?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to know, is there a way that this can be put on a video so that people that learn better by seeing something could understand this? This was absolutely awesome. This is what I have needed for a long time. Is there a way that it can be put on a video or something so I could see it in person?
I love that idea. Margie, this weekend, maybe get somebody to video you while you're doing one, or Ruth. Or that would
Margie,
be wonderful.
You're doing a preview on it.
I'm doing a potluck tonight at Lois Wilburn's house.
Have somebody use their phone, record each one separately?
Each demo separately. And then you could put them on YouTube.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Infinite love and gratitude and blessings. We appreciate you, Ruth and Margie, so much. And everybody that's on the call today, there's a huge attendance.
Oh, one more.
You guys got a huge draw today. This is a popular call, and I think we're going to need to do this again because we have lots and lots and lots of people on.
Okay, one more question. Edwin Athiri. Edwin, you're
up. Hello. Hello, this is Edwina Dewey in Florida. My question is this. I love you guys. Margie, you guys were just so great. I really appreciate that. When do you use the plan? Is that when they show interest in the business, or how do you do that?
Oh, usually I'll set a time for that, make another appointment for them to come back. Unless they're just ready to sign up right there at the potluck, which, you know, but usually they'll tell me that they want to call me back or they want to talk to me later. You know what I'm saying? And then and then they come. That's usually when I do it then. And then I also tell them that they can go ahead even and look online and see what, on my website. And look what they have to say about signing up as a consultant, because most of the time, you know, I tell them that the best way to sign up is with the demo pack, because you're never going to get that price again. You only get to have it when you first sign up. So some people will wait until they have the money to sign up with a demo pack and then, you know, get other packs.
Yes.
Then I also have some people that will get a loan. If they really want to do this as a business, they're going to the bank to get a loan to do it.
Wow.
Or some people have told me that they'd rather get it out of their retirement than just lose their retirement to the stock market, you know. So it just depends on how they're going to be able to sign up or if they're really going to do the business.
So So, Edwin, I'd like to add to that. We do at the very end, we tell people we're looking for people to partner with because we really want to do a community outreach. And so, you know, our goal is to teach people. So we have a very simple structure. You know, it's if you we teach you what to do and we help you find three other people to do the same thing. It's very simplistic. It works really well. And Barb and I do a big push for at-home moms because we have decided to gear our business to do it during the day when our kids are at school. So you can do it however you want to do, but we definitely at the end close with that so people understand that we have a business opportunity for them to look into, and that gives us this flexibility to be at-home moms and do what we love and also be able to share this with others. So that's when we mention it. And then when we do the second appointment is when we'll have all the information, and we go through the ranks so they understand what a QE is and things like that. But we don't do it in such detail at the first first exposure.
Mm-hmm. Great verbiage. I love that. Community outreach. Mm-hmm. Great
work.
It's
been huge for us. We love, and when we're at chamber events, we're out there talking about, we are really, our passion is to get this out to the community because people need to know about this, especially with Obamacare.
Okay. Terrific, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Super job, you guys. Thank you, everyone, that was on the call. It's been a fabulous call. Let me just unmute everybody here for a second.
Conference muted.
Okay.
Jack,
okay.
This is Nancy. I believe Dave Johnson is having a cardiologist on at 10 o'clock.
Ah, good point.
He is. Yeah, that's going to be an exciting call. Thank you, Nancy.
10 o'clock Central, so jump at that.
Yeah, right after this one, yeah, in like
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Okay, we'll jump right over there. Okay, everyone.
Is it the same number?
No.
No.
Dave's number.
Not Jack. Yeah.
Dave's number. Okay.
Dave's number.
Why don't you go ahead and give the number out?
Karen will give it up, so you guys be quiet. It's 567. 314-0-0-0-3-4-3 and 8.
We didn't hear that. We didn't hear that.
Well,
okay. All
right. 567-314-0-3-4-3. And then the code is 838-54-pound.
All right. We got a
great call.
I'm going to say it again. It's 567-314-0-3-4-3, and the passcode is 838-54-POUND.
You got it.
Great.
Perfect. You got it. Super. Yay, Margie. Yay.
Thanks, Margie and Ruth. That was wonderful.
Margie and Ruth.
Thank you, Margie.
We'll look forward to those little clips on online.
Okay. Yeah, that's teenagers how to do it.
We're going viral.
Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.